big stand like Stone Cold with a few beers. Play the game, I end the game, I'm champion, I'm Triple H. Undertaker, I'm your maker, bury the brother like Kane. Ooh, 1-3, hit the tombstone, hit the chokeslam on face. Ooh, yeah, like a macho heel, tell like I'm Tommaso. If you suck with like tomatoes, I'ma keep a couple muddles. Ooh, and you may call me HBK. When I'm tuning up the fame, you best be getting in my way. Ooh, yeah, I'm degenerate, I love it, yes, I love it. If you wait, done with that, then I got two words for you, suck it. Too sweet, put your fangs up. Too sweet, pour another cup. Let's be busy, 20.
Welcome, everyone, to your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. It is good to be here with you this week. I know we had a couple of weeks off, but I've been absolutely jam-packed with actual doing wrestling things. So we worked Wide Bay. I think we had a week off. Then we worked Venom Pro Wrestling last weekend, where Mitch Ryder won the Venom Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. So congratulations to Mitch. Yeah, and then this weekend we've got Pro Wrestling League back to attack at the Kedron Wavell. So if you're in Brisbane, please do go and check it out. I know there's not too many tickets left at the moment, so you need to get in there if you really do want to come on Saturday night. There wouldn't have even been a show this week, to be perfectly honest with you, if I haven't been lucky enough to land not just one, but two really good guests, really good Australian wrestling guests, and they are Buddy Matthews and Tony Storm from AEW. This weekend, of course, or this Monday, of course, AEW has Double or Nothing coming up on Fight. It is, Fight is the only way you can watch it in Australia. Main show starts at 10 a.m., but the buy-in is free and it starts at 9. You can order it, of course, on Fight TV. Please do go and do that because it is going to be a hell of a card. Main event, of course, is CM Punk against Adam Page for the AEW World Championship. Buddy Matthews is in a six-man with the House of Black against the Death Triangle, which will be a show stealer. Unfortunately, Toni Storm won't be on the show because she lost in the semifinals of the Owen Hart Memorial Cup. So she won't be there, but you're going to be a hell of a show stealer, I think, in the Death Triangle versus the House of Black. So yeah, I was very lucky to talk to the two of them. On a range of stuff going on with AEW and coming into and all the stuff around that. Bit of a warning, the Toni Storm audio isn't the best because you can hear Paul White doing another interview sort of in the background of that interview. So in essence, you're getting two interviews for the price of one, really. You're not hearing a question, but you'll hear Paul White's answers, sort of. I don't know what to do. The Buddy Matthews interview was a lot better. The sound of it was a lot better. So you'll get that. So there we go. I had a really good chat with the two of them. I have to thank Fight TV for organizing the interview. Thank you so much for doing that. It was really fun, and I can't wait to do it again someday, hopefully. But you can support us. Please make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free. You can do it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts from, we're there. If you do stop by Apple Podcasts, please do give us a 5-star. Helps us get in more ears and the algorithm dealy thing. Please do go and do that and support the show. Give us a 5-star and all that. Spread the word about it. As for the Spotify, just favorite, and then you'll get notifications every time a new episode pops up. That's it. I'll support your local wrestling as much as you can. Again, like I said, this weekend, up here in Brisbane, I will be at Pro Wrestling League supporting or managing my man Mitch Ryder against AJ Istria or Punch Drunk Istria for the Pro Wrestling League Heavyweight Championship. So we're going to see how that goes. Maybe get another belt into the collection, into team top tier. We'll see how that goes on Saturday night. But I'm not going to ramble on this week. Well, please do follow us on all the socials. Wrestle Radio Australia on Facebook, Wrestle Radio AU on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Beast Eastman on Twitter for old man yelling at cloud wrestling views. So until then, I'm going to just go straight into the interview with Toni Storm. And then after that, it'll be the interview with Buddy Matthews right here on Wrestle Radio Australia.
Bro Day Pod.
You know who else is that guy?
Oh.
You know what that guy does? That guy sits in the middle and uses both armrests.
Full spread.
That's that guy.
Okay.
That's that guy.
Right. If you take a plane, right? If you're in a plane, don't take a plane. If you're in a plane,
yeah, don't take a plane.
Bro, and you're in the middle and you use both, you are scum. You are scum. You don't get those armrests. Wait.
Come on. Come on. I'm well with you. Wait, what?
No, the middle guy definitely gets those armrests.
Both of them?
Yes.
Full spread?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
No, okay, sorry. No, because I saw a meme about this. I retract everything I just said. I'm flopping right now.
Follow Brode No Plan B podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I am joined here by one of the House of Black, Buddy Matthews. Buddy, mate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
From primarily working against Malakai Black, even sort of in the indies before you joined with AEW, to now teaming with him, is this something you talked about during sort of your free agency, or was it?
It was a story that came full circle. Not necessarily talked about. I just felt like it was the next chapter. We both felt like it was the next chapter of our saga, so to speak. So, you know, we talked about it briefly, but then when kind of the opportunity arised, we took it and, you know, we're enjoying what we're doing now. And I feel like on a personal level, me and him are very similar. So I think that shows on the television product. I think that shows now in our chemistry, just standing next to each other. And then in our ring work too. I feel like you can tell that we're very much on the same page. So I just think it's a, you know, I don't want to, it sounds weird saying it, but a match made in heaven in a way. So, and it's just cool. It's like fairy tale of the whole saga, the whole rivalry, just going full circle.
Yeah, because you even sort of in your free agency, all the vignettes that the both of you filmed, sort of they all match together. So I was just wondering if that was like there was another plan going forward, and sort of the AEW thing was like, oh, we'll do this instead.
That wasn't on the radar at the time. I think I'm a big fan of like Marvel movies and like the hidden Easter eggs, and so is Malakai. So I just think that it was entertainment. It was to put out content of entertainment, not necessarily, oh, this is going to happen in the future. If you pay like really close attention to the way the vignettes were shot, his were all indoors, mine was all outdoors. We make reference to each other, but not make reference to each other. So it was like a different universe, but in the same.
Like the Marvel shorts.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, Iron Man's got his own franchise, and then you have Thor who has his own franchise, but then you have the Avengers. So that was kind of the way that we kind of looked at it. And it was just putting out entertainment for fans and having and enjoying the creativity process that, you know, we didn't really have. And you know, being in the wrestling business, we're very creative people. And it's just having that outlet to do it. So, you know, he found his outlet and did his version. I did my creative outlet and my version. And, you know, they intertwined, but they weren't necessarily out there to do what we originally or what we ended up doing. So it was just entertainment and to entertain ourselves.
You also seem to have a little bit more creative freedom now here in AEW to do the stuff like this.
Yeah, it's great to be able to kind of contribute to what we get to contribute to the product in and deliver an image that we believe that our characters believe in. You know, there's still restraints, obviously. You know, it's a TV show and you know, you have a certain amount of spots, but on television, you have a certain amount of spots on television. We definitely have a great outlet to express what we would like to do or a way that we could go about it. So it's awesome to be able to work for a company and deliver a version of ourselves the way we see ourselves, not necessarily being handed on a paper like this, say this. I wouldn't say that. I'm Australian. Why would I say it like that?
Yeah.
It's on a bit of paper, you know what I mean? So You know, we get to work on the finer details on how our characters would particular play that character or what that character would be in that situation.
Now I know you've been watching the local product because Brooksy and I are mates, so it's like you tell me that you message him and critique what he's done.
He messages me. not necessarily he doesn't want to hear it, but he needs to hear it. But yeah, sometimes he'll reach out to me, and I keep up to date with Melbourne City Wrestling, you know, my original kind of mainstay company. So, you know, they send me a link, I'll watch it when I'm doing cardio or whatnot. So, you know, I dabble in it, and I don't know everything, but I don't want to know everything because I kind of want to, if I could step back from it and I can view it, I can see it and view it differently than what I would if it was work.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course. Are there any of the people there that you see, you're like, well, that guy's the next, or that person's the next, they've got it. They've got something that's going to develop in a year or two.
I'm very, very picky. I always say it. I even say it to Brooksy and Selects when I talk to him, like, I always say that I've been brainwashed in a particular way. And I think brainwashed in a good way, that I see things completely different. I see details that people don't normally see. You know, I've done a lot of studying. I've studied like human psychology on ways that people will react and how to draw emotion out of people, and details will do that. And like, I've studied it, you know what I mean? During the pandemic, I would, you know, do classes on business and how to do marketing and classes on, you know, human psychology and why people do particular things. I've sat in hundreds of airports all around the world and people watch hours, like, you know, and I feel like I've become very good at it. So if I can take those skills, which I gathered from all the times at the airport and what I've, you know, taught myself, and I can incorporated into into my work to draw an emotion out of someone in any way. If I can take them on a roller coaster, then I will. But I think that I've definitely been brainwashed, but I just see things differently. So I'm very nitpicky, and I think that there is a lot of people that can go far, but they need to be willing to accept. It sounds silly, but they need to be willing to accept that they're not the best performer that they are now. Because I'm not the performer I was 3 years ago. I'm not the performer I was 6 months ago. I'm constantly developing, and that's a way of knowing. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be willing to take a step back and go, oh, well, I'm not the best that I am. Like, you're going to constantly get better and better and better. So,
yeah,
I've been brainwashed. So a lot of people need to learn and be open to knowing that they're not the best now, and then later on, if they're open to get critiqued and take those on board, they will become better and better. There is a lot of, you know, long story short, yes, there's potential.
I like to say to the guys, like, look, if you didn't know you're as good as what you are now, you'd probably be a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be willing to check your ego at the front door. I've done that in more times than I can count. I would always say it. I would, you know, I do it everywhere. I do it with, I did it back when I was with the Indies back in Australia before I was with WWE. I do it now. Like, I don't care about what I did good. What can I do better? And like, you feel, oh, that was really cool. Yeah, but what do I need to do better? And I'm the biggest critique of myself. I've never had a good match in my life. I've never had a good match because I know that I can take it to the next step. I know that there's a finer detail I can get out of something. But yeah, that's the way that I function, and it goes into fitness. It goes into everything I kind of do. Like, I'm never the best at it. Like, I'm constantly striving to be better.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that when guys come backstage, I'll be like, well, you've got 50 guys here that'll tell you how great you are. I'll tell you what I think you did, you need to improve on.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to hear if I come back through. Like, tell me what I did wrong so I can fix it.
Yeah. And I feel like just the biggest thing is no one wants to hear it. And that's the biggest ego check, right? Like, you know, if you have credentials and whatnot, and, you know, and it's going to be different for other people. They're going to have different takes on stuff. But, like, I know who I can go to who I respect enough to go, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they'll throw it back at me. You know, Brody does it with me, and then I do it with Malachi. Malachi does it with me. We do it with Brody. You know what I mean? Like, especially the house, too. The house, we're mirrors of each other. You know what I mean? So we can go to this person. We're a feedback machine because we want to be the best that we can be and put out the best thing that we can do. So the only way we can do that is by feedback.
Like, is tagging your main focus now, or is singles competition sort of what you really want to do?
Not necessarily what I really want to do. I think what we're doing right now is, like, you know, we'll go through Death Triangle this Sunday. You know, I think we're the only undefeated trio there is in AEW. So if there's some trio titles coming, I think we're at the top of the line for those. And then, you know, like, whatever opens up. You know, maybe me and Malachi, maybe me and Brody tag. Maybe I go into singles, maybe Brody and Malachi tag. Who knows? But we have so many options to where we can go with it. You know, the future's bright and has many options. So
yeah, that's a good thing about
dying on that sword. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the good thing about the 3-man unit is that, like, if they want to put one of you on a singles run, you've got a tag team set. For all three of you guys, and all three of you guys are very capable of doing either role quite easily.
Yeah, we can interchange. We can do tag team. We can do singles. We can do trio. And if we're mixing it up, great. It's just more variety for the fans.
Yeah, and with the competition you've got in AEW, there's so many sort of, for you anyway, there's so many fresh matchups that people haven't seen because you didn't do the US Indies. You didn't do any of that sort of stuff. So everything for you really is new. Like, you and Penta is new. You know what I mean? It's a whole thing. There's got to be exciting for you after, like, the years of being in the WWE where you had these guys that you were pretty much around for, like, six years.
Absolutely. And I think that it's more exciting for the fans because I get on a daily basis on, you know, there's probably 27 dream matches from people. You know what I mean? Like, on a daily basis, I get tweeted about it. Like, you and Phoenix, singles, dream match. You and Penta, singles, dream match. Like, you know, like, I want to wrestle Darby. Like, you know what I mean? The talent, like, me and Puck, singles. Like, you know what I mean? You're only getting a little snippet now, but, like, this is, you don't want to get it all at once, right? You don't want the big explosion, the first thing in a movie. You want to build up to it. So, you know, like Darby, then you have, like, Andrade, Young Bucks, Kenny. Like, you know, there's so many avenues we can go down later, which is going to be fresh and brand new. And I think that's what professional wrestling as a whole needs is freshness.
And that being said, like you said, there's all these things that, like, your debut in New Japan was against Okada. So, I mean, where do you go from in New Japan from, like, Kazuchika Okada?
House of Black. House of Black versus TMDK, maybe. Who knows? You know, there's multiple things we can do in New Japan. But my focus at the moment is the house. And, you know, the house in all honesty, we think we could be the biggest, you know, biggest thing in wrestling in New Japan. We want to tour around the world as the house. We want to give people the experience that the house gives because I feel like that's what we kind of are. We are an all-round experience. We have the ring work. We have the presentation. We have, you know, the aura. So we want to get out there. We want to show the world what we're capable of. We want to be bigger than, we believe that we can be bigger than most, and we're definitely going to try.
Honestly, one of my favorite moments in wrestling, watching live wrestling, was at when you won the cruiserweight title in Melbourne, in that was must have been amazing for you. Is that something that you really want? You really hope one day AEW can do bring AEW down to Australia so you can sort of you can show them this side of Buddy Matthews.
I think that it's just a matter of time. You know, AEW's 3 years. They've been around for 3 years now, three great years. So, you know, we're still fresh, you know what I mean? We're doing this interview with yourself. AEW is getting well known now. You know, Australia and UK are big markets, you know, for AEW. So it's only going to get bigger. So when it gets bigger, they're going to have no choice but to go down to Melbourne, you know, Sydney, Adelaide, go to the UK, to London. You know what I mean? I think this is, you know, sooner rather than later, I think this will be a global touring company.
I think UK is prime and ready for you guys to jump in and start touring that place because Australia are rabid wrestling fans, but England even more so.
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time now. You know, like we have the pay-per-view on Sunday, which will be, you know, I think it's one of the most stacked cards I've ever seen as a fan. I'm excited as a fan. I would like to see it. So we'll get through Sunday and, you know, it's just another stamp on the passport of, you know, what AEW has to offer. And, you know, the world is our oyster, so to speak.
I've got to say, this is sort of full circle. You were actually the first interview we did on this show. This is back when you just signed.
Oh, really?
With the, so it's sort of like, I was only thinking about it last night. I'm like, geez, it's been near on 10 years now.
It's definitely been a long time. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's been, when I say it out loud, it's been longer than it actually feels, but it actually it feels like a long time too. So, I've had a great, great journey. You know, and I feel like it's just kind of getting started. I've closed that book. I've started a new book and, you know, we're starting new chapters and, you know, we're going to take this ride and, you know, see where I end up and, you know, like, just enjoy the process of it all.
Yeah. Like I said, mate, I can't wait to see some of the matchups that for you are available now in AEW, mate. And I really hope to see you grow more as a performer over the journey, because the stuff you've been doing so far is already amazing. And we're real proud of you down here in Australia, mate. And thank you so much for coming on.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming to this hotel room on beautiful Vegas day. I could be out in the sun, but I'm not. But I appreciate it. It's been 10 years, obviously, since I've been last on here. So let's do it again in another 10.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
Much appreciate, bro. Thank you.
On Sunday, May 29th, the world will be watching.
This crowd is going crazy.
When All Elite Wrestling takes over Sin City. In the most anticipated event of the year.
AEW, truly the home of professional wrestling.
From the fight mecca of the world.
We promise you an epic night.
Because we're champions, game time.
AEW presents Double or Nothing, live.
You guys were up here not too long ago.
Yeah. Sure was always the guy that made
you did like a training seminar with Three Count with Bobby and Jess. And Lucille.
Yeah.
And, was kind of like a mentor. How did you feel like the talent and, was?
He cut
up
me
there now.
Zero
so good. I was honestly so impressed.
Trying to walk
like back through the curtain, despite being so far away and not having access to curtain, like, on me to talk, you know, a lot of training skills. Everyone, they're really impressed to have. It was really cool.
45 seconds to myself.
Yeah,
we have that one finger.
Yeah, but Bobby was saying, he's like,
been stepped on.
It's like, it's so good to have you guys there
to just help pulling on the
people along, just give them a little bit extra. Like, just
that was sweet. But, yeah, everyone was like, yeah, it was really cool. It was really nice to be home. And it was the first time I got in the ring again
for 4 decades. I got
such a long time, too. I felt like I got to go back to Rock, the stuff, Stone you know, Cold, and train with all the boys Man, again. It was cool. It was good for me. It was really good for my soul.
I'm still actually. A candy store, believe it or not, working with all those incredible talents.
Yeah, because well, after being released, you sort of didn't work for a while, and now debuted, and from your debut, you made it to the semis of the Owen Hart tournament. It must be kind of bittersweet to go on such a good role and then sort of have it stop.
Yeah, last night didn't really go as planned, but I mean, I'm here for the long run in AEW, and there's going to be a lot more to see coming from me, you know. So yeah, it's I feel like I'm building more momentum than ever, despite you know hiccups here and there. So it's going well, actually.
Yeah. Videos. How's your nose?
Been working really hard.
Yeah, somehow still attached to my face. I basically just got super hit straight in the nose.
He loves this business, and like me, you always want to be
kick my head off
for him to get out
there, kick my head off, see what happens.
Who in the AEW women's division at the moment? Because it is a fairly stacked.
I know they're the other company.
Yeah. Who are you most looking forward to working with?
Man, I'm like so impressed with the women's division as a whole. It's there's so many women just fighting for it, you know, really giving
it all those guys for so long.
I mean, the division stacked with Serena Deeb, you know. We got Serena Deeb. There's Chris Statlander. Like, I haven't been able to get in the ring with her yet.
It's a good thing he's a smart guy to run a company. It is just
a stacked division, and there's so much potential awesomeness.
He's not the athlete.
And I feel like I'm a part of something special. I feel like I'm really happy to be a part of it. Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, and especially with like being that they're now sort of attached to Ring of Honor and also New Japan, which by Rise sort of Shimmer as well, I think now. Out of like which title would you be more interested in going for at the moment, like TBS, the AEW, or the Ring of Honor title?
I mean, I guess the AEW women's, but like all, I feel like all of these titles have great meaning already, and I would want to be going for all of those titles at some point, not at the same time. But I think each of those titles would be a big deal for me, and if I can get my hands on as many as possible, I mean, then that's the whole point. Being the big star, having all the titles. Yeah, so I think they're all important, and I would like to, fight for all of them.
All these different things.
So you said before that you hadn't sort of wrestled for ages and all that. And now, like, after being sort of used sparingly before you got released,
a lot of times released, business decisions.
Now you're sort of back. How does it feel like jumping back into sort of almost full time competition?
It's what I've been wanting for so long. I'm so happy that I finally get to have that lifestyle again. I like keeping busy. I like wrestling consistently. I like being on the road a lot. You know, as exhausting as it can be, I love it. And for the longest time, I wrestled so sparingly. Like in WWE, I'd have a match, and then it would be weeks of nothing. So it was hard. I find it's really hard. It's harder when you don't wrestle as much. I find it's even harder on your cardio if you're not constantly in the ring getting reps in. Because I was even saying, William Regal brought it up to me, actually. He was like, I don't know how people do it when they, you know, it's like you just wrestle here and there. But you never really think about it when you wrestle all the time. I always felt that's been the case. When I'm wrestling a lot and I have like a few matches, you know, when I'm stacked, when my schedule is stacked, I seem to run from it easier.
Yeah,
it's strange. Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's got to be harder too, because during sort of like the pandemic era, there was not even any house shows you could go on.
Yeah, even before that. Yeah, even before I was on SmackDown, it was I was getting my training in and stuff like that, which kept me going. But now I feel like, you know, I get used a bit more regularly so far, and I think it's going to be quite a busy schedule. I feel like the work cut out for me. I just love it. You know, it's a good buzz. You know, I'm glad that I get to do that again post pandemic. It's been hard though, definitely getting back into it. Getting I'm in my debut match against Bunny. I was so sore after that. I was exhausted. Yeah, because it was.
Break it.
You know, and we didn't even really have a long match.
Like, I mean, I don't know how you work that.
God,
like,
I remember the next one. I had been beat up, but I'm feeling better with each match. I feel like I'm
certainly one of the greatest defensive fighters of all time.
Would you almost say like the break might have in some way sort of been a good thing because sort of recharged, little bumps and bruises and nicks all sort of like heal up for you, and sort of you're sort of in the best space now.
It's probably for the best, because when I was super busy before the pandemic, there was a lot of little little things that could turn potentially into injuries, like my shoulder. I knew that if I didn't quite take care of that, then you know that could be a problem if I keep working with like a messed up shoulder. So in a way, it's kind of good to be able to get that break and then reset. It might have added years to my career. Who knows?
Take one for your own career, however you want to take it. But I knew that like
with AEW, they also let you do. Like need to do indie promotions as well. Is there a particular indie that you'd be interested in trying?
At the moment, it's a bit tough because the schedule right now is already.
But I did tell him though. I said, "Hey,
like,
look,
I feel like I'm snowed under completely because you know AEW is even though it is once a week, it's still you know." There's still travel involved, and I have OnlyFans as well. I have signings, so it's a full time thing. Like, I work around, I feel like I'm working around the clock. It's been good, it's been busy times. So it's really not finding time for that. But right now, I just feel like I'm getting my middle at AW, and I'm just really staying focused on it right now, especially in these beginning stages, because I really. I want to do well there, I want to become a champion in AEW, and I want to give my life, you know, I want to give them my best work, I want to give them the best version of Tony Storm possible, so I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing everything right in regards to being the best I can be for AEW. Eventually, surely when I get more in more routine with the schedule, who knows, maybe I'll be able to pick up an indie here and there, which is always fun, you know. There's so many good indies all over the world that I would love to visit or revisit. But that's just gonna take a little bit of time, but we'll get there.
Unfortunately, you didn't make the final for the Owen. So, being that's not the match you probably would be looking forward to the most. What match on Double or Nothing are you really sort of wanting to see?
I always tease Brock.
Me in the final would have been what I wanted to see, but we're not going to be having that either. You know, I mean. I didn't get through last night, but Jamie Hayter is screwed. So it's all good. It's not the end of the world. It's not like I'm not going to be, a success in AEW. This is just a minor hiccup. I'm not going to let this get in the way of my momentum.
You'll ever meet in your life because if you like
it's all good. I'm not worried. I'm still going to get, I'm still going to build my way up in this division and. Be on top of it all. I'm not gonna let this.
One of my favorite moments is actually in Australia.
Get my way.
We had just landed from charter.
There's so many matches, like off the top of my head, like think of right you in AEW that would be good, like you and Mercedes Martinez, Serena Deeb, like you met him before. Britt Baker again, like you two have had a tag match. You had the singles last night. And you're sort of like one and one now because you got the pin on the tag.
Yeah.
So like, sort of like the rubber match in that one would be good as like, well. You know, Jamie Hayter and you had a great match.
He doesn't like flying.
Thank you.
He doesn't like the crowds.
Yeah. That was one of those. Crazy. I remember messaging, I think it was Bobby. I messaged Bobby going, so that's the type of match I like to watch.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
They don't hold back. They just go for it.
She's heavy hitting, Jamie Hayter. She's like got to be one of the strongest women all these pictures in this industry, and she made me feel like an infant. Sunglasses. I was like a child.
And I remember he took like his sunglasses like down. You know,
she's so strong.
Everyone's
but there's so many talented women on this roster. I would love to get in there with Serena like, Deeb.
I'm glad to be in Australia.
That would do a lot for me as a wrestler. That would probably push me into like a whole different zone. Mercedes Martinez, I've wrestled her before, and I feel like we have an incredible chemistry. I feel like she's an excellent performer.
Every single person there
just there's so much possibility for such
a person. And then he smiled and put his glasses on.
I get to be a part of this, and I get to perhaps I feel like I'm going to have a lot of good matches and have a good time, and that's what's most important.
Other than just his general craziness, you know. He's a guy that,
and
loves to work hard and like, loves to play hard.
You must have been so happy with the reaction you got when your name showed up
that forklift match where he jacked the forklift
for your debut in AEW, because it wasn't really this dude, but a lot of things really get cool leaked nowadays, but that wasn't leaked at all, so it must have been
all that response. He's like, it was really cool. I felt really welcome. I was like, thank God.
I screamed at him up there. I had to cut the microphones off in that area.
Get back on that horse, you know, onto the next show. So, yeah, it felt really cool.
His pilot before it was.
How close were you to just going, I'm done now. I've done this, and it obviously it's not working, and I don't know. I just, like, how close were you?
I mean, I was up and down with it, but like I was a crazy person during that time when I quit. You know, that wasn't like normal behavior. Like I was, you know, I was in a crazy headspace when all that went down. So I didn't know what I was gonna do. Like one moment I'd be like, I'm quitting, I'm done, and the next I was like, no, I'll never quit. But then obviously, like when I calmed down and like got my shit together, it was like, well, I'm gonna obviously gonna stay. What else am I gonna do? I'm not qualified in anything else. This is it. what am I gonna go and like use that law degree that I didn't get? You know, like I've put my entire life into this industry, and by God, I'm gonna stay. You know, I'm not going anywhere. This is like, this is my business. Thank God Tony Khan gave me a job. Thank God. I'm so blessed, so lucky, so thankful for an opportunity to continue on. Because obviously, like WWE just wasn't a place for me for several reasons, and I left. And you know, I didn't know. It was kind of scary. UFC, I didn't know what was going to be next. I didn't know what my life was going to look like. I was like terrified. Sure, I was scared.
Matches.
I was like,
you
know,
it broke my heart.
And then, but now I feel like, I feel like I've regained my strength. I feel like I'm in a way better place. And then some, I feel like the best I've ever felt in my life. It's great. So I'm just thankful, feeling really blessed. I'm so like thankful for all the fans that have really been supportive of this. And you know, it's hard. You know, it's hard for them to probably understand because they're not in the industry. They don't know how it really is, but they've been really supportive nonetheless. And you know, I feel like they've been with me on this crazy journey. It's meant the world.
Yeah.
Well, speaking on behalf of everyone here. Australia, mate. We are so very proud of what you're doing, and especially up here in Queensland.
You
like it got up here in Queensland to a lot of people here, so
crazy, crazy. You know, so I love Queensland, I love everyone in it. I miss everyone so much.
But thank you so much for joining us, mate, and hope to see more of you in AEW.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
So smart.
Too sweet, put your fangs up. Too sweet, pour another cup. Let's be busy 23.